Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Astrid Ask. Today, I have a special guest. We have Zoe here. Let me go the other side. I keep forgetting this opposite side. Zoe's going to be part of the LPW show, Don't Grow Up. So we're really excited about that match. But I have a couple questions that I have, but also a couple from the community as well. Sure. So I'll start with mine, and then we'll get to the other ones later.
Sounds good.
First, I did want to ask, because I was curious based on your matches, what wrestler or like match inspired you to become a wrestler?
So the first match that like made me like start to think of it was Asuka versus Bayley at TakeOver Brooklyn 2. It was like I hadn't been watching for a couple of years. My family had moved a bunch and we just didn't have the channel, and it was before I got like super into it, so I never like went and like sought it out at that point. But that was like the first match coming back to wrestling where I'm like, oh, it's like different. It's not bra and panty matches. It's not these catty like storylines sort of thing. Like these are actually like athletes like wanting to like compete and like having these like banger matches. And I'm like, oh, mate, like that was the first one that like really sparked the idea. And then it just like didn't go away for ever.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah, I felt the same way with watching NXT when it first started. Mm-hmm. And then I had like I will go to the tapings and events here and there, and one of my favorite matches has been like Sasha and Bayley. Their matches that have been incredible. And I was there for that Iron Woman match, and it inspires you to keep watching and keep
wild
going
to be in the crowd for. Yeah. Holy.
Yeah. Probably definitely one of my favorite matches ever to like been like there to see it. It doesn't get any better than that when you're watching it there like live.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Another one that I had is just what's something that you hope to accomplish in your wrestling career?
I want to change like perception, because I think like it's in on its way to like women's wrestling specifically, it's like it's grown a lot and people are like really having eyes on it, but I still think sometimes people get into the mindset of like how it was like even 5-ish years ago, where it's like, oh, the women's wrestlers, they're not good wrestlers, like they're just like they're just kind of like there. But I really want to change perception to be like, no, like women's wrestling, like there is no difference between women's wrestling and men's wrestling. It's just wrestling. And just change that perception. So people are like, it's not going to be a good match. It's a women's match. Let's go grab food and whatnot. And just kind of wanted like people to like have more eyes on women's wrestling and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I was watching a couple of your matches and it inspired me to, I had to ask this question after watching them. What has been your experience like wrestling in like mixed or intergender matches so far?
I love doing intergender matches. There's a couple of companies that I've worked for where that's like all I did was intergender wrestling. And it's so much fun because there are different stories that you can tell, different like power dynamics and like just strength and size that I can't always have with like the women that I'm around currently. And there's like a lot of like different things that you can do with the men. Like they know how to base for literally everything. Whereas a lot of times the women, they haven't been taught how to base for the things, and you don't always have time to like right before the show be like, okay, this is how we're going to do it, and like practice it a bunch of times and make sure it's good enough for a show. Not saying that, and then like, and they can get there to like be able to base, but it's just not always able to in the 10 minutes before, when you have like ring space to do it. And it's just like a lot of fun. Cause for a while it wasn't often that I was able to wrestle the guys. And now it's easy to wrestle the guys. They have so much more experience, especially compared to the women that I that are in Alberta. Like we have Kat Von Hees, who is like the more senior woman here in Alberta. But she's only been wrestling for 10 years, whereas a lot of the guys that I've wrestled have been wrestling for like 15 or so years. And so it's being able to be with in the ring with people who have more experience and have been different places and can like bring knowledge that like not everyone else has. And it's very helpful that way as well.
I saw one of your tweets from after the PWA show that you had recently, and this is for this question. That's why I was asking you if you're a fan or not, because I had to know. I was like, what is your favorite Taylor Swift song? I had to ask.
Right now, don't know. It's so hard to tell. I always like Shake It Off. It's just like a good like pump up whatever happy tune. I'm really listen on my like workout playlist, which is going to be like weird to people, but like Haunted's on my workout playlist. So I listen to that like fairly often, and it's I don't know if I have like a specific favorite, but those are up there at least.
Yeah. I know recently you had a match in the Saddle Dome, which was
Yes.
you versus Ava versus Gigi versus Taryn, which I thought I wish I could have seen it because I seen the pictures. It looked like you guys were having fun together, and I
Having
wish I could
so
have
much
been
fun.
like watch it or see it live somehow. But I
Yeah.
wanted to know what was your experience wrestling there in the Saddle Dome for that four-way match.
It was awesome. That was the second time PWA has ran the Saddle Dome, and I was a part of the first one, but none of the other three girls were a part of the first one. They weren't with the company at that point, and like Gigi and Ava hadn't started wrestling by that point. But this one, it was so cool to like be like the first one, like I was able to experience it, and that was cool, but it was cool seeing other people experience it for the first time, and it was really surreal because I love those girls, and yeah.
Yeah, I love seeing the pictures afterwards. Like, I love that friendship they have together. It's like seeing everybody,
Yeah.
everyone to be a person. I love them.
Yeah.
I did have a question regarding the event that I wanted to ask, but before that, I wanted to show
Yeah.
everybody what the match that you have going on at LPW coming up. So as you saw by that clip, we have Nicole Matthews and Casey Spinelli versus Ava, who I
Yes.
already interviewed, and Zoe, who's here. So I did want to ask if you had any words for your opponents at the event.
Me and Ava know each other very, very well. We've teamed together and we've been opponents for so many matches. It's not even funny. So we know each other like super well. I mean, don't underestimate us because we're coming to win. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah.
There you go. But anything else like regarding the event that you're looking forward to the most?
I'm really excited to see like what Taryn and Stephen Crowe do. That's gonna be a wild match. Best friends now. Stephen's wanted that title, and I've also wrestled Stephen, and he's no joke. Taryn's no joke either, and she's not gonna take it easy on him just because they're friends, but that'll be a match that like I'm very excited for. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I was watching the clip. I was like, oh, that's gonna be an interesting story to watch.
Yeah.
So, now that you mentioned Steven, actually, he submitted a question. I have a couple questions on like the community that
Yes.
he submitted. And one of those from him, and he was asking, what kick is your favorite kick when kicking him in the face?
I mean, a good old huluva kick is like that step up huluva kick that I gave him made him bleed twice now because of that. So like, we'll go with that one. I mean, Pele kick is nice. Don't know where that one's gonna land ever. So all of the kicks, Stephen, all of them.
I do have another question from Bobby. We call him Dream Batch Bobby. He was asking who is the dream opponent at Capital Championship Wrestling or Mission Pro Wrestling?
So I don't know a whole lot about Capital Championship Wrestling. But I know more about Mission Pro. So I'll go with that. I don't know if she's like a full like member of the roster. But I know she's done a couple of shows. But Gigi Rae, love her. I had two singles matches with her and a couple of like other matches, like tags and stuff. But I love wrestling her. She's so awesome and would really love to like work her in like in a different country in Texas. That would be like really, really fun.
Yeah, that's a good one actually.
Yeah.
I have another one for Thaddeus Asher the third. He was asking if you feel, how do you feel the Archer report interviews has improved your promo game?
I think it definitely at least helped with like confidence being in front of a camera. Because that's something that I really had to work on, like legit would be like shaking the first couple times, like not knowing what to say. But now I'm getting like it's still happens every so often, but now I'm getting like more and more comfortable at least standing there and just like talking. And that definitely helped give me the experience, very hands-on at a show while there's like other stressors going around as well. Because it's one thing to be like at home trying to like talk to a camera, but then when there's like you have a time you have to like do this fast because you have other stuff they have to go to, and you're stressing about like remembering stuff for your match and remembering that this and this and this has to be done. So I think that helped at least getting more confident in front of the camera on the schedule.
I have another one from Zach. He's the host of Power Out and the Smart and Friends podcast here on Love Wrestling. He was asking, was Lance Storm someone whose career you followed as a fan and before you became his student?
No, honestly, I'm fairly young. I was born in 99. So like I only caught from what I would have seen, I only caught like the very, very end of it. And I have but then I did go back once I like saw the school and like when I mentioned it to like my dad and he like, he's like, oh yeah, Lance Storm's so good. And so I went back. So I never really followed his career, but then when I went back, it's like oh yeah, no, this is definitely who I want to go and train with. And then there was no doubt at that point.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I have another one from a friend from In the Hot Seat podcast. They were asking, what is your favorite match in your career so far?
Oh, I had a friend ask me this recently as well. I don't know if I have like a distinct favorite. There's just I wrestle so often and like so many of them I love for so many different reasons. I had a match with Ava Lawless in October and we just everything hit. It wasn't like anything like super crazy or super like looking at it super special, but we just went in there and like we're gonna do the stuff that we know we can do and try and like make sure everything hits. And it did, and like the crowd was into it, and we were just firing on a different level in that match. And that one's one of my favorites. The match that I had with Nicole Matthews at Clandestine Society, Act One in 2019 was like super, super awesome, for like a lot of different reasons. It was just like it was the first time I had worked somebody who had been brought in. And it was just like I learned so, so, so much in that match. And so this tag match is gonna be like super awesome because I haven't shared the ring with her since 2019. And then the Saddle Dome show. Clearly, like yeah.
I did have this is like I guess the most special question of the whole show. I wanted to leave at the end for that reason. I have a question from Kayla for you.
Oh no.
Kayla was giving me a story, so I figured I would share the story with everybody, give a little bit of background before I give you the question.
Yes.
She was telling me about the Force Pro Wrestling show that you had. You had a match. It was a 15-minute time limit, so it ended up finishing up in a draw, or a time limit, if you want to call it like that. And she sent me the links of the matches I was watching. I was like,
Yeah.
so impressed. I enjoyed it so much. And I was watching towards the end. I kind of forgot about the time limit, even though she told me about it. And
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Kayla tapped. Oh my goodness. And then I kept watching. And then the commentators go, no, the draw. And I was like, oh no. I was like, it was so well done. And I was not expecting it to finish that way. And then she told me that later on, like an hour later, you guys were in the main event in the tag team match
Yeah.
with the guys. But she was telling me about that story. I wanted to know if you had anything else you wanted to bring in about that story first.
That match was so much fun. It was the first time I think that I had even had to go more than 10 minutes. And like, it's a 15-minute draw, so it's like only 5 minutes more, but it was the first time that like I had more than 10 minutes of stuff. And so like, it was a, for me at least, it was a bit of a challenge to like think of things and like not, also not put in too much, but also not put in not enough so that way we can hit our times and that sort of stuff. And so it was like a lot of fun to put together. And then having that, it was also, oh no, it wasn't the first time that I had wrestled twice in one night, but I think it was still the longest I had been in a ring, wrestling, like between the two times. And it was so much fun. I always love working with Kayla. She's so awesome. And then going into the tag match, working beside MRB and working with Dylan Stone, it was just like a super awesome match. And I love it. It's one of my favorites for sure.
She did have a follow-up question. She said, when you and Kayla finally reunite in the ring, what kind of match are you two having?
Oh, I don't know. She tried to hit me with a kendo stick once and she like handcuffed me to the ropes. So I'm gonna say like some sort of like no disqualification match or something. 'Cause like I gotta pay her back from that. My wrists were bruised for like 2 weeks. Come
Oh my gosh.
on.
Yeah, she sent me that and I was like, she's like, please tell her. You have to ask her that. You have to ask about this experience. And I thought it was so funny. She's like, I got a question for my friend and opponents. And I just thought it was so funny. I knew I had to ask you about it when she mentioned it. And she sent me the links to the matches. And I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. It's like, how did the girls like go on a draw? Obviously, we have no winner. And then they get too involved in the men's match. And then
Yeah.
that ending with Kayla and MRV, I was like, holy moly. I was giving her
Yeah.
like I felt like a play by play. It's like I love when you guys did this towards the end. It's pretty cool. So and you
Oh,
had to
that's
ask.
fun.
But yeah, I'm really excited about your tag team match at LPW Don't Grow Up. It's
Me
March 25th,
too.
which is on our Twitch here on Love Wrestling. So you'll be able to watch it, but you have to subscribe in order to comment with us as we watch the matches along with all of you. But now to wrap up, I wanted to ask if you could tell me about your socials and anything else you have coming up to tell everybody else.
So my Instagram is at Zoe underscore Sager. And then my Twitter is Sager Zoe, is at Sager Zoe. One was not available on whichever one, I can't remember which. You can find me every week at Real Canadian Wrestling shows. I have one tonight. It is the 13th of March, tonight at in Edmonton at the Norwood Legion. And you can find me every Friday night in Calgary, at the Legion number 1 in downtown, and then either Saturdays or Sundays in Edmonton at the Norwood Legion as well. And then I am also on a Prairie Pro Wrestling show on March 26th, the day after the Love Pro Wrestling show. I don't know who will be working yet. But yeah, stay tuned.
Oh, a lot of exciting stuff. But yeah, as all of you know, you can find me here on Tuesdays on NXT with Cody and Ed. If not, I'm here on Wednesdays doing the All Elite Sidecast with JPJ and Plogo. And you know, who else won? Any of us will show up here in Love Wrestling, which is the beauty of it. More than
Yes.
anything that you can see us on Saturdays blowing out stream or Sundays for brunch. You never know. Just tune in and watch. And yeah, tune in and with us March 25th for the LPW Don't Grow Up show. We're really excited for this event, so we want to see you there. And this has been another episode of Ashley Ask, and we'll see you next time. Bye.